Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the fourth parak of Maseches Peah. Today we're going to be learning parak Dalet, Mishnah Beit, and parak Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, parak Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah taught us a very important halacha when it comes to Peah. The Mishnah taught us that generally speaking, when aniyim come and poor people come to collect the food, they're supposed to take the crops themselves. We're not supposed to have the owner of the field distribute the crops unless all of the aniyim, almost all of the poor people, agree that we want the food to be distributed equally. We don't want to turn into a big fight between us. So if everyone agrees, then we would allow the baal, the owner of the field, to distribute it. But otherwise, generally speaking, we would have the poor people get the crops, get the vegetables and the fruits themselves. Says the Mishnah, Bidalis uvedekel enochein. But when it comes to adults, when it comes to a grapevine, uvedekel, or when it comes to a palm tree, a big tree, enochein, that's not true. It's not the case that we encourage the poor people to just fight for the crops. Afilu tishim v'tisha. Omrim lavos, even if 99 poor people say, you know what, let's run, let's grab, let's take it for ourselves, ve'echad omer l'chalik, and one little poor person says, you know what, let's just distribute it equally, let's not fight for it. Lazeh shomen, says the Mishnah, we listen to this one ani, this one poor person. Why? She'amar kahalacha, because that's the halacha. When it comes to a dalas or a dekel, these tall, big trees, it's dangerous to have a fight, it's dangerous to just see who can get there first. So for those situations, for such trees, the Mishnah teaches us, we would follow that one ani, we would distribute them, unless every single ani agrees that they want to fight for it. But generally speaking, we would have the owner of the field distribute the fruits, distribute the crops for such trees. Continuing with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, says the Mishnah, Natal miktas peya uzrok al hashar. Let's see, you have this ani, and this ani has some peya. So Natal miktas peya, takes some of the peya, uzroka al hashar, and he throws the peya that he has on the rest of the peya. He can't reach it, right? Sometimes you'll have it, you know, they'll have someone save you a seat, right? So they put something on a seat to save the seat. So this ani, what's he doing? He wants to save the rest of the crops for himself. So he takes the peya that he's got, he throws it onto the rest of the peya, and now it's mine. But says the Mishnah, not so fast. Ein lo baklum. This ani has nothing. Not only does he not get the peah that he was trying to get, the peah that he threw his stuff on top of, but even the peah that he threw, he loses all of it. It's a kenas. It's an extra punishment. You're trying to be smart. You're trying to cheat the system. Not going to work. Not going to work. This ani gets nothing. He doesn't get any peah whatsoever. Continues the Mishnah. Nafalo ale. Let's say the ani falls on the rest of the peah. Uferes taliso lari. Or he takes his talis, his cloak, and he spreads it over that peah. Says the Mishnah. Ma'avirin osohimena. We take it away. We remove the cloak. We remove him from the peah. He gets nothing. Absolutely nothing. You have to collect it the old-fashioned way with your hands, and you have to give everyone else the opportunity to get it as well. And finishes off the Mishnah, v'chein b'leket, v'chein b'omer, ha'shecha. The same is true when it comes to leket. Leket, which we'll learn about, has to do with when the farmer's collecting the crops, and if he drops things along the way, then all of that stuff, he can't pick it up. He has to let the poor people come and take it. And shecha as well, is things that he forgets, that he leaves behind, those go to the poor people. To the poor people as well. So when it comes to leket, when it comes to shecha, and when it comes to pay, and all of these situations, and all of these areas of halacha, poor people can come, but they have to take it the old-fashioned way. We don't allow them to throw things on top of it, to cover it, and so on. They have to give all poor people the same opportunity to get the crops. Have a great day.